In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this very festive Monday is the one, the only, the beautiful and gorgeous Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, Vin. How are you?
How's it going over there in the valley?
Good. Yeah, everything's good. Great. It's chilly over here. It's very cold. So I've got my little teddy bear hoodie on. And, you know, it's ready to talk some Real Housewives of Potomac tomes.
Well, sorry that it's so cold over there. I'm in my t-shirt and shorts over here in Hollywood, where it's like 30 degrees warmer, I guess. I am excited, too, because Potomac is back. And it also means I think we can finally say that the Bravo drought is over. We have 4 housewives airing at the same time. So we're in no place to be complaining about a drought. We've got 4. And I would argue that 3 are like varsity level housewives. And I think Orange County is like pretty varsity. To me, it's varsity. I would actually say all 4 are varsity, but I know
some people Orange County's having a good year.
Some people are really hating on Orange County. They are not. Yeah. They feel like it's too toxic. I personally think it's like great. I think it's hilarious.
The least toxic it's been. I mean, look at the stuff they're talking about. This 13 years ago, that was toxic. This is just a bunch of people fighting over stupid shit. It's like my favorite thing.
I think anytime there's a season where you're getting emotionally invested, where you're like team so-and-so, where you're like angry at other people on the show, like you really feel the villainy. I think those are usually like, that's what I would call a good season. And those are often the seasons where people call for blood and like get people fired. And have I said on this podcast, it's time for Emily and Gina to go? Yes, but let's also remember, like, that is also the mark of a good season, that you get so emotional that you call for those things. The bad season is where you just don't care. Because as they say, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. So,
well, Emily and Gina are outliers, though, because we've been calling for them to get fired since their first seasons, and those were bad seasons. Although, we even love those seasons. I mean, we even love the COVID season, you know?
I love the COVID season. I don't know anything anymore.
I think
anymore,
as you get older, you just learn to appreciate stuff. And I'm so glad Housewives are even still on, and I get to watch people fighting over it, like who's invited where. I think it's the funniest shit. I will never stop loving these shows. And so, you know what? I'm just glad to be here. I'm just glad to be fed.
Yeah, I am too. So today we are going to be fed with cherry blossoms from Potomac, because Potomac is back. It's our first non-Karen Huger episode, although technically Karen does make an appearance, at least her shoulder does, as she emerges from jail. But in the wake of her being incarcerated, we now have 2 new ladies, and we also don't have Mia. And I have to say, Ronnie, I was actually surprised how much I felt the show was better without Mia. When Mia came along on the show, she was this, like, you know, basically a liar, and like we knew she was a liar, and it was like, to me, it was like very funny at first, but I think as the seasons went on, we really, like, it became evident to like everyone in the audience that Mia's just like, she just says and does things purely for like storyline, and that like starts to really wear thin. And like the stuff with her and Gordon was kind of wild to watch, and it was like dark and oddly fascinating. But like she's sort of like a cancerous element on these sort of shows. And I think it's like good that she's gone. What do you think?
I did not mind it. That's for sure. I agree. She just went too far in her.
She's like a reality star
in her last. You know? She just went too far with the making bullshit up. But I actually had the thought last night, were they thinking we can only have one liar at a time? Because now we have Stacey, who's like in a different league. Like she's a different kind of liar. You
she's
know,
like and she's like,
I mean, it's pretty clear that she's lying at this point, right?
Yes. Well, she's sanctimonious liar, which is way more entertaining to me than like trashy trying to make a splash on reality TV liar. And that we get these housewives, right, you know, like every now and then.
Yeah. It's like she's lying about stuff, but it's like, well, you know, maybe I didn't divorce my husband, but why is that your business? I just don't, it's improper to talk about it. You know, she's got that kind of attitude where Mia's just like, I'm marrying Eminem because, you know, I love their commercials or whatever, you know, whatever her, that was such a random thing to say, but you know, Mia would just come up with random shit to say.
It almost felt like she was saying it to be relevant to sort of fights so that way she could get screen time. And like for when Stacey lies, it feels like it's more innately part of her, like who she is, in a way that's more appealing. It's oddly enough, her lying is authentic. Whereas, you know, you get these people that come through, you get like the Brandy Glanvilles, you get the Noella Bergeners or whatever, and you get like Mia, and there's like others who come through and they are provocative and they're entertaining, but ultimately they are catering their personality to like they're basically going to be outrageous because that's going to get the cameras on them, you know, in a way. And so I think like when you have someone who's just like literally someone like Stacey, who is so blatantly lying but like is so huffy about it, like that is so much more entertaining to me than Mia being like, Jacqueline and I like made out in the shower. No, we actually didn't make out in the shower. Well, that's because she was making out with Gordon. No, I said that I was making out with Gordon. Jacqueline was watching. I don't care. You're just trying to get some sort of attention right now.
Here's what I'm worried about. Someone who's not trying to get attention, and that is Miss Karen Huger herself. I'm on her Instagram because I'm like, well, she's been out for a while. Why
she just
don't
got
know
the attention. She's not ready for attention.
Why don't we know what is going on with Karen? Why haven't we heard anything? I haven't seen any interviews like, prison. No, I did it and I'm fine. Better than ever. I've got a 9-bar candle. You know, just little prison bars that you light on fire.
9-bar.
The candle. But I'm like, what happened to her? And surely, even if she hasn't done any press, surely she's posting home goods finds on her Instagram. But no, I came to her Instagram. Which, by the way, thanks, Facetune. Facetune, can you just make Facetune real? Because I would totally subscribe if I could do this to myself. But anyway, her Instagram, her last post is from 41 weeks ago, December 17th, 2024. She's not even posting on Instagram. What happened to her in jail? Because that's not normal for someone like Karen to just not be posting. It's not normal.
Well, maybe what's happening is maybe she's holding out for some sort of exclusive thing. Maybe she's working with Bravo on some sort of debut. Maybe she's going to make her grand debut at BravoCon. Emphasis on con. Actually, no, she didn't con anyone. She just drove drunk. Sorry, I'm just so used to people in Bravo going to jail for conning
Bravo
people.
Dewey.
Maybe she's honestly like, this is not coming from like a catty place. Maybe she's like unhappy with how she looks after jail. Maybe she gained some weight. Maybe she wants to work a little bit of it off because she's a real housewife. Maybe she wants to get like a little bit of a nip and tuck because she wasn't able to do her skincare. Like, I would not be surprised if she's like, this car needs to go to the shop now. And, you know, I'll let you, like, we'll let you know. It'll be ready at 2 p.m. and you're looking at your watch being like 2 p.m.
And you're like, straight from the county jail to the doctor, and was like, lift it, tuck, you know, it, nip it. That's a good point, actually. Maybe that is
like, it's not like I'm worried. I'm not worried. I think she's going into her like cocoon, and she's gonna emerge beautifully. Like I think she wants to do this right. She's like, let me get all my ducks in a row. Ray, get the ducks from the backyard. And I think she's going, she will emerge out of like a giant flower.
Today. We didn't see any ducks. We didn't see
deer,
which is what, you know, it's a question I have for Potomac. Are you paying attention? Is anybody at the editing board? How could you not put in the deer and the ducks? Like, the hello?
I know. It's a little wild. However, we did get a wonderful new fancy British accent, which sort of implies ducks and deer. So I really appreciated that. Like, that lady.
Fantastic, too. Her voice is just fantastic. I love her whole thing. I feel like she's faking it, even though she showed pictures of herself growing up in London and with Rolls Royces and all of that stuff. I don't think she's faking the money part, but the accent just sounds so crazy. And I love
it. You know, like, she's like already like a top five housewife of all time for me. I was like, wow, that accent. All right. She's probably up there with like Bethany Frankel.
It's interesting how they're kind of recasting, because they obviously got a Karen type, right? I mean, she's more probably legit than Karen as far as she probably is like a granddame. She's like princess or something. So she's definitely got that stuff. But you've got the new Karen, and then you've got the new Mia, who's, you know, the liar. She's a second season though, Stacey.
Also, we have a new Kierna, who is played by Kierna herself. Kierna's spent a whole season sort of on the sidelines, being like, hey, I'm Kierna, and doing nothing. And I think that she probably heard from us and the audience, not just us, meaning like us as the audience, from everyone being like, why is Kierna on this show? She's a friend of it best. She probably got a lot of flack from it. And she decided, you know what? It's time for me. I'm going to dump Toad of Frog and Toad and move into a new condo, and I'm going to like actually make an attempt to be a Real Housewife. And she came out like with personality, and she was central on the episode, and she was funny.
Fights over nothing, which I loved. You know, she's like coming at Wendy with absolutely nothing and 100% conviction, which, you know, I respect. Also,
I love
the whole
that
thing of not really breaking up with her boyfriend, just moving into a condo while they're shooting. You know, it's very funny.
I thought she said she broke up with him.
I think she's just I don't know. The way she said it was like she left him and now he's deciding to make an effort, I guess. Like, she moved out and now he's making an effort. I took that
to mean, this guy's not going to make an effort.
I'm going to stay with this person, but I don't want the audience giving him shit, so I'm going to move into a condo. I'll have my like independent woman storyline while I'm still dating the guy, which is very Stacey in a way too.
Yeah.
Like how they're all kind of coming after her. So I love it. I mean, it was packed with Housewives goodness. I'm not sure about the other newbie quite yet. I think I like
Angel.
Her okay. I don't trust
like her
because she's a friend of Kierna's. And I'm like, why would you let Kierna cast when she hasn't been the most interesting?
Kierna's still working on her casting. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, get one thing solid first. Like, you're supposed to cast off the strongest people. So that kind of worried me.
But
even though I like
her, actually,
she's just not the most fascinating.
Well, I think Kierna, I think maybe this will be her, like, blossoming season. Like, she was so under the radar last season that like she's not really having a bitch flower blooming. She's just having a personality flower blooming, which we always appreciate too. It's so rare that that happens. Once, you know, usually if a personality is a dud, it's a dud. So I like that she is now showing more of who she is. I like the new woman. Angel. I just sort of like the way she was laughing about Stacey's breath. I think the chemistry is really
why
actually
is
excellent.
The thing about Stacey's breath like the worst slander to me. I'm like, this is so because
you,
that woman has to walk around, and now every question she's asked on the red carpet is going to be like, did you take a breath mint today? Or, you know,
well, you can tell she has, honestly, you can tell she has bad
breath with your dragon breath, you know, stuff like that. I don't, that's just so mean. I mean, I think it's better to say your husband's cheating on you than to just like get out there that you stink.
I think the reason why it's sticking is because like we can all kind of like tell that she has stinky breath.
No,
I don't know why.
Why do you say that?
Because there's a way that you hear the saliva in her mouth. It's like that dry stink. And like, it's actually not even shaming. It's like, I actually hope that she can, you know, get it treated.
I just don't understand how you can say, like, I can see that she has bad breath. That's crazy. You said it during our preview recap, too, and it stuck with me. I mean, what is that about a person?
Ronnie, you just see things also about people that you shouldn't be able to see, but you see them and you know that you see them. And this is something
not
that I see.
Not that they stink.
No, that's just crazy. Their breath. I can tell. I don't know why. I just can tell. And I love Stacey. I think Stacey is a great, has been a fantastic casting choice. Like, I think Stacey was actually exactly the person they needed to cast on the show last season to right the ship that this was going down. And Stacey is the exact, she is the exact personification of everything this show was about in its early, like in its really strong run of a few seasons. And I think like, I'm so happy with Stacey, but I feel like I was able to sense that. As soon as they articulated it, I was like, yeah, I can see that that's probably a true thing. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think it's like the worst slander that you can do to somebody. And you know what? I'm Team Stacey. I don't even care if she's lying. I mean, at this point, I do think she's lying about everything, except I don't know that she agreed to pay that man 50% of her money. I don't believe that. I still don't believe TJ. No. But
TJ's a bigger liar.
Yeah, I do think that she's probably, you know, lying about everything else. But I don't even care that she's lying. I still really like her. And I'm on team her over everybody else. I mean, what is Giselle getting mad about people lying for? I mean, you've had entire storylines that you've hired boyfriends. We all know that Giselle has brought boyfriends on this show that she wasn't really dating. I mean, that was kind of her thing for a while, right? The criticism of Giselle was always that she was hiring people and faking boyfriends and all of this stuff. And then she had the thing with Candace's husband for a whole year where she's like, oh, he locked me in a hotel room. Well, she didn't say locked, but like, he got me into a hotel room, made me feel so uncomfortable. And this whole thing, I mean, come on now. But Giselle's hypocrisy is also another reason I love this show. So I don't know. It came back firing on all cylinders, and I hope that it stays because it looks like it's going to be a really good season. I laughed my ass off watching this.
I was laughing as well. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So let's dive into the episode. So it opens up and it says like, it's September 2nd, 2025, which by the way, that was like a month ago. Like literally, they are so up to date. And we see it's the Montgomery County Central Processing Unit. And we see sort of like Karen's getting into her car. We don't really see her, but we hear her. We see like a shoulder and we hear her like, oh, security, security. She's crying. And then we see like she's going off and it's like, oh my God, the Grand Dame got out of jail. And then 6 months later, clips the news outlets. We start to see that she had to like serve, actually, I think it was 6 months earlier. She had to serve a year in jail, yada, yada, yada. So essentially it's like, remember that for people who have forgotten, remember Karen Huger went to jail. So that's how we start. That's setting the tone for the season.
Yeah. And so now we're at Giselle's house and she's putting together, you know, store-bought donuts and stuff on it. it's a very Giselle charcuterie. You know?
Yeah.
And she's putting together a little charcuterie tray and waiting for people to come. And she just keeps telling herself, I might need some liquor while she waits. And then we see her feeling things. She feels a lot of different emotions. I wish this weren't happening. I wish this weren't happening off camera because I would really love to see Karen crying on her way to jail.
Do I want to see Karen in jail? Absolutely not. But do I want to make sure that we don't have a fifth DUI?
For sure. So shady. It's like, I'm just here to support Karen and remind you that this is her fifth DUI. Okay.
Like what most people would say is like, do I want her in jail? No. But do I hope that she addresses the root problems that got her into the situation? Do I want her to have help? Like, absolutely. But instead, she's like, do I want her to have fifth DUI? That's right. There's been five, America, in case you forgot. This wasn't the first. Five so DUIs.
Five, nine. If I were to show Karen on my fingers how many DUIs she had, she would see 10 fingers. That is how many DUIs she has.
Like, the fact that she's still dunking on Karen while she's in jail is so this show. And this is why Giselle, I mean, and we know when Karen comes back, it'll be like full throttle. Oh my God. Like, there's very few shows that have as special a dynamic as the frenemy-ness of Karen and Giselle.
Yeah. And I also love that she keeps saying over and over, I need liquor. I need liquor. That's the whole thing, is her trying to decide how wasted she's going to get while they're talking about how sad they are about Karen's DUI involving alcohol.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Ashley comes. Ashley looks great. I love her new hair. And Giselle's like, we've had a crazy 72 hours. It's so intense. Karen's waking up in jail. That's where she's waking up. And now she goes, in Gen Pop.
Wow. Gen Pop. Oh, I wonder if I should send her a gift basket of Uber cards, but I guess you only need them in there.
So then Giselle's like, whoa, is this like with murderers? She's like, I don't know. Because I don't know, but I mean, I want her to be secure. I want her to be like, is there like an elderly section? Let her be there. her concern trolling is so top notch. Can we put her in old, like, fragile old people section?
Literally every line. It's like, I'm so worried for Karen and her five DUIs. She should be in an elderly section of a jail. And Ashley's like, yeah, the AARP of the jail. So they've talked to Kay and Wendy and Stacy. Everybody's going to get together to talk about Karen going to jail. So get out your donuts and your tequila, because we're going to talk about Karen going to jail. I love this excuse for a get together. We just all need to get together because Karen's going to jail.
I know. So Ashley is saying how she and Stacy recently got together with each other's kids. And she's like,
yeah, I feel like giving her an opportunity just to clear the air.
And then we see flashbacks of Stacy and TJ last year and all the bullshit of that entire situation, which was off the charts, etc. I was like, you know, seeing TJ again, it's amazing how much of a visceral response I had against seeing him on my TV. I was like, get him off.
Just, he's so gross. And every line he has, I mean, are you more dominant or submissive in the bedroom? Just because I'm not sleeping with you doesn't mean you're ever going to be more dominant than I am. Yeah, and then them accusing her of paying him to be the love interest. And then clips of TJ saying, you know, she's paying me to do the show, man. You know, she is.
Yeah. This guy's just full of bullshit. So Giselle's asking what Stacy said, and she's like, yeah, well, it's the same thing. She was like, Ashley, you think I would really do that? And Giselle's like, and what did you say? Yeah, bitch. And they both laugh.
Yeah, and she goes, well, Giselle says, I don't think Stacy's a bad person.
No, but is she dubious?
What is that? What does that mean? Dubious. Come on.
So Wendy and Kierna arrive, and Kierna's like,
you managed Giselle's house before, right?
And Wendy's like, well, I've been outside. And then we see, go back to the reasonably shady event where Giselle wouldn't let her go inside. The way that they remember these details and is like how Stacy wasn't allowed into use the bathroom. I'm not Stacy, I'm in Wendy.
Oh my gosh, so good. So they're talking about TJ some more and how shady that is. And Wendy points out that Giselle has millions of mirrors. She's like, do you love yourself? There's a mirror in every corner. And Giselle's like, okay, well, I think Stacy's here. And why did she buy a car just like yours? Like, why would she do that? And then we see that Stacy did, in fact, buy a twin car.
Yeah, which is funny, but like, let's be honest. The Real Housewives have like a selection of three different cars that they all drive. It's always going to be there's going to be overlap inevitably.
This was an Audi, right? Usually Housewives are Audi. Range Rovers. Like Range Rover is the classic, right? The classic.
Yeah.
Big Range
Rover. Yeah, this was white Audi. Double white Audi on this episode. So Ashley is like,
no, it's her loaner car. She apparently is having a custom made one.
And then Stacy gets out of her car, and then we just see her feet, but then she just burps. She goes, she burps. She goes, excusez-moi, which made me laugh because like over the summer I had this like weird, like 2 week phase where for some reason I kept on saying excusez-moi. And I was like, why do I keep saying that? Why do I keep saying excusez-moi? And then it made me, I have a question for the audience and for you, Ronnie. Why did we as a society why did we start doing this thing that when we want to like walk by someone, we go, excuse me? Like, why do we do that? Excuse me? Why do we become Faye Butlers every time we walk by someone in close proximity? Where did that come from?
I don't know. I say, pardon me. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Yeah. I feel like
I just feel like I'm always like, excuse me. And then someone else will always be like, oh, excuse me. It's like you're at the supermarket. People are always doing that little, excuse me. I'm like, Farnsworth, you can go back to the service quarters. On my mind.
I say, pardon, could you move your fat ass out of my way? Keep it classy. So Kierna's like, well, she spent TJ's money on that card. That's a problem right there. So they're like, ah. So Stacy comes in, wiping burp juice off of her face. I mean, they really hate Stacy this season. The editors even do. They're like, let's just get a shot of her knees while she burps really loudly. I mean, that was like a Simpsons burp. That was like Barney from The Simpsons. Like, bah!
And honestly, not to be conspiratorial, they literally could have just taken any burp and put it in there and then added her saying, excusez-moi, and just made it seem like she just burped her ass off walking in. And she probably didn't even do that. Like there's a chance, you know, reality TV show editors are shady like that. And we don't even see her face. So like, you know, I'm going to take it at face value that she burped in that moment. But the truth is they could just be setting her up. They may be ready just to trash Stacy.
It could be a big lie. They're like, hey, guys, Stacy's walking up. It just cuts to the scene from Stand By Me where everybody's vomiting all over each other. Yeah, there she is.
They just insert a bunch of fart noises. Oh, here comes Stacy.
Oh, there's another shot. There's another shot of Stacy. It's just like the swamp monster. Like about to eat somebody.
She's like, I never made those noises. Like, I know. We just added some sizzle in post just to kind of liven it up.
Oh, hey guys, Stacy's coming up the walk. It's just the lady from the old commercials in the 80s, like holding the hole in her throat with her finger, like, don't smoke, kids.
Well, I am so happy that you guys could find the time to get together during this mandated filming process, because I think that with what happened to Karen, I just felt like we needed to be together so we could laugh. I mean, what's the point of Karen being in jail if you're just laughing by yourself, right? So let's get together and laugh together.
Every morning I wake up and I think Karen's in jail, and then I laugh, but there's no one to laugh with me. Wendy's like, I get it. Me too. And Wendy says, for me, the worst part is the fact that it's so instant. Like, she was taken into custody right away. Like, how does she process that? Does she know? Is she prepared? Like, for Karen, like, we may have our differences. And then we cut to the reunion where Karen didn't acknowledge Wendy as one of her soldiers. And Wendy saying, that's not my friend.
Not my friend. But at the core of me, that was once my friend, so I want the best of her. So I'm going to propose, why don't we all go outside and then come back in again and go back outside and come back in again just to enjoy having free will and being able to walk into whatever room we want to for Karen.
And Kierna says, yeah, you know, Karen's in state jail. I mean, like, this is no Martha Stewart, okay? She has to take a shower with people. With people, you guys. She's in jail.
I have to say, that was actually a profound observation by Kierna, because I didn't really think about that. I think we all thought about Karen being in jail and like be miserable. But I cannot imagine the Grand Dame enjoying taking a communal shower, you know, with all these randos. I was like, that's going to leave a mark for Karen, I think.
Yeah, it's not good. Stacy's at the doorbell now. Cut to Jabba the Hutt. About to eat Princess Leia.
Just Darth Vader.
Hello, Stacy. And Stacy's like, oh, I immediately started to think about Raven and how worried she must be. And they're like, yeah, oh my God, poor Raven and Ray. And everybody's so sad.
My heart breaks for Raven and Ray because, sorry, I went to Karen Huger voice. My heart breaks for Raven and Ray. Because they only get 6 months without Karen. I was really hoping they got a full year. My heart breaks for them.
A part of me, though, I'm going to be honest. This is the fourth DUI. Anybody want to count on our fingers? Let's do it again. So there has to be accountability so that she never does this again. Do I want to see her in jail? Absolutely not. I still can't believe she's in jail. Hold on.
Sorry, that was me laughing. And now she's like, well, it's just like, it's, you know, it's not settling in. I mean, the Grand Dame, Thomas Jefferson's concubine. And Wendy's like, I'm sorry, what? And Stacy goes, you know, there are some phrases and names moving forward in our friend group that we will never use again. And then we hear Karen's voice saying, I'm Thomas Jefferson's concubine.
Oh, and the paddy wagon or whatever when she was arrested.
At the jail cell.
Like, oh, I'm Thomas Jefferson's concubine. And you know who I am? Sort of a big deal. Yeah, you should call Andy.
He's like, who?
Cohen. Andy Cohen.
Who?
A big network, huge, huge network. You should call him.
So then Wendy's like, yeah, that comment threw me. So, and then Ashley's like, she's like, yeah, but by the way, like, what about the initials TJ? Like, well, I'm wondering what's going on with you because, with the reunion, when everything that happened, and Stacey's like, well, and I am sitting here as I did at the reunion, sitting in my truth.
And what's your truth? She goes, exactly what I said at the reunion. So we flash back to the reunion where she's, you know, saying she absolutely did not pay TJ. And she reiterates it now. She's like, I did not pay him to be on the show. And she has talked to TJ and he was very remorseful. He wanted to come on TV and say, oh my God, I lied. This is just awful. I'm such an awful person. I apologize to George Clooney and everybody on the set of ER and everywhere else that I've worked. I'm sorry for lying. And they're like, then why is he on Instagram claiming that he's going to bring receipts? Okay, then where are they? Where are the receipts? Why have you not seen the receipts?
It's been so long and there's been no receipts. So I'm sorry. I don't care if he's like generating fake court documents or even if they're real, there are no receipts available. And for all the talk about like that there's a lawsuit, I think that also would be part of public record. I think that would have been on TMZ by now. If TJ were suing Stacey, TMZ would be on top of that and Reality Blurb and Reality T and everyone would be on the Page Six. Online. Anyone, even Perez Hilton, if people still read him.
But even if he is suing her or did sue her, it doesn't mean that she's guilty. That's not how it works.
Exactly.
The people on this show are like, there's a lawsuit. I told you she was paying him the whole time. No, it and just Ashley means that he sued her and tried to get some money.
And Ashley really should be one to talk about that, you know, after the stuff that, you know, Michael was also accused of stuff. And she was very much like, well, you know, it's just an accusation. And now here she is doing the where there's smoke, there's fire. So she says,
I don't know just how TJ wants to issue a retraction to his claim. But like just on Instagram, he's saying that he's like not lying and he's about to come forward with a receipt. And like, is there a retraction in the room with us? Because no, there isn't one.
Yeah, and then we see a headline. Stacey Rush addresses claims of TJ's receipts as he breaks his silence and teases earth-shattering news. Where is it? Where's this earth-shattering news? Yeah. So now they're just like, okay, you're getting scary now. Why is this scary? Something awful happened to me with TJ saying I was paying him. That was devastating. And you act like I'm some untrustworthy person. And Wendy's like, you called us liars at the reunion.
I have to say, I thought it was funny because when Stacey said something awful happened to me, she was like, something awful happened to me. And they're all thinking like, oh shit. Like she said it like, look, I don't want to talk about this TJ thing because something, there's been devastating news. And they're like, well, what was it? Well, TJ lied. And they're like, we're still talking about the same thing. Okay, never mind. We thought you were going to give us a new update on your life. So Wendy's like, well, when you were at the reunion, you were literally saying, Stacey, this is what's happening. Like, you're the one that called us liars. And so then we see a flashback to how like, that like Stacey was totally indignant when this all came up. You know, friendship goes both ways. My friend will not say her first thought. I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, but she was calling TJ a liar. You were the one bringing it because they brought it up and she said, I don't believe that TJ said that. Right? Mm. So yeah, I guess she was calling them a liar because she said, I don't believe that TJ would say that. But I think she was just, I mean, well, she says it herself. She's like, well, in the moment, as sure of you as you are of your friendships, that's how I felt about TJ. And I just didn't believe it. I still can't believe it. Oh, I can't believe it. And so Kiarna tries to get it out a different way. She's like, okay, well, was it just a different kind of relationship that maybe went sour over money at some point? And she's like, no, stop. Okay, do you have your Venmo Q code? Can we just look through your vent buds? No!
I loved him enough to step up with him when I wasn't even legally divorced. I wouldn't do that to get on this show. I wouldn't do that for a payday. Actually, we think you do. 100% you would do that. Kieran was like, so they said that you've been like trying to get on the show for like quite some time. Is that like not true? And she's like, well, Kay, I've been on television for years. And we see her on QVC. And I'm on this show because it was the right time. And I know it's a sensitive topic for you, which was so funny. I know that being accused of trying to be relevant on TV is a very sensitive topic for you, Kierna.
But I love that she's like, I've been on television for years. And then we cut to her like, this bracelet is the best heart bracelet that you could ever get for $12.99. You could have this bracelet. It's life changing. As if she's, you know, on the next season of Big Little Lies. Like, girl.
I know, exactly. So Kierna's like, it's not a sensitive, you know, it's not sensitive for me. And Stacey's like, well, I feel like you're being aggressive. And she's like, well, you're a liar and I'm calling out now and I'm calling you out and now I'm aggressive. What have I lied about? Me being on television for years and years? Hold on one second. Guys, I just found out I'm on next season of The Pit. You're welcome. You're welcome to be in the presence of a TV star.
And Kierna says, you've lied on national TV. You looked straight into the camera and tried to cry about it. And you couldn't even squeeze a tear out of that little beady ass eye. And Giselle's like, ha, 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 ha. Just cackling in the background.
So Stacey's like, to be met with such negativity is shocking to me, especially coming from Kay. I would say she's very vanilla, but all of a sudden you have a personality when it comes to me. Whoa. I like Stacey's shade too. I like that she's she reserves a lot of her shade for her confessionals too, I'd like to add. And the way she sort of like sneaks it in there between, you know, like her sanctimonious, you know, shock at things, and then like has like a little jab in the middle of it, is just like kind of pitch perfect for me.
Yeah, she's like, wow, I'm being called out by the most boring person to ever walk this earth. Like, what the hell? And Kierna is like, I would never trust her because if she can lie like that, then she can lie on me. And Stacey tries to change it to, I was hurt and I'm not the first woman to be hurt by a man. Everyone here has experienced being hurt by an extra. Have we?
She's
not?
Like, no, why? No, why?
Tell me I've one woman here who hasn't been hurt by an under five actor. One, just one person.
You haven't been hurt, Giselle. She's like, well, you know, I'm just seeing that. It's like, you haven't been humiliated by a man, by someone who only is commissioned for one episode of your TV show. No, that's never happened to you. She's like, Stacey, don't bring us into your shit. She's like, oh, I'm so tired of being hurt. I am hurt. I am hurt. Thank you. That was a scene from a movie that I was auditioning for on the Hallmark Channel called I Was Hurt. Thank you so much.
Well, accountability is what this group is all about, da. And you need to think about that, da. And she's like, well, maybe I need to reconsider, excusez-moi. And she gets up and she leaves the room with a head held high. And like, wait a minute, we're not done with this conversation. And on her way to the car, she's like, I can't be friends with these bitches.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
All right, Ashley and I didn't want to do this, but now that she's gone, by the way, good job, everyone, getting someone to storm out. We can go after her all season. Nah. Okay, well, now that it's done, we were in LA at the Essence Black Women in Hollywood luncheon. Nah. And at our table sat a beautiful actress who's best friends with TJ. So she came with the receipts, honey, receipts, receipts, receipts. Somehow this person had more receipts than TJ's had. And TJ is suing her. I saw the legal document myself.
So why is this girl, whoever she is, we hear her name later. Oh, well, we don't hear her name. They beep it out. But why is she walking around with TJ's legal document screenshotted on her phone? That is so weird. What is, people are so fucking weird. And then goes up at a Black Women in Hollywood thing to show people the receipts from the show.
Yeah. I really want to know who it is. I really want to know. Maybe it was Drew Sidora. She's an actress. Although I think they would not believe out her name. Drew would do that. I don't know. I'm like, who is taking up for TJ? I want to do investigations. I want to see pictures of TJ with like established actresses and to see who he is.
What's his last name, TJ? Do you know?
Max. I'm not sure.
Real Housewives of Potomac, TJ. Let's see. Real Housewives of Potomac. Thomas Anthony Jones. Okay. TJ in action. His best friend, eh? Let's see if there's any Instagrams.
Best friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking on images just to see like maybe a Getty image. Let's see. He is, I'm looking. I'm not seeing anyone. I'm looking. Surely he has. If he is best friends with an established actress, I'm sure he has pictures with her.
Best friend. Oh, he's friends with one of my friends who works at QVC. Oh, I should ask her if she knows Stacy. I'll bet she does.
I'm sure she does. I don't see
anyway, we're not going to find it here. So
Angela Bassett.
What if it was?
Imagine. Could you imagine him being friends with Angela Bassett and not only being friends, such good friends that Angela Bassett has his court records on her phone and now is going to get messy with the Real Housewives? That would be my dream. That would be just the best. I cannot imagine anything
Angela
better.
Angela is way too good. It's someone tiny. It's a friend of TJ. He's like an under five actor. Like they're acting oh my God, a very in-demand actress told us with screenshots on her phone. Get out of here, you guys. So then Giselle's like, well, yeah, receipts. So Wendy grabs Kierna's arm and she's like, don't grab me, bitch. And they start cackling. And Giselle says that the document said, per our agreement, Stacey paying 50% of her Real Housewives of Potomac check. That's where they lose me, because I don't think she would offer 50% to somebody.
No, she would never. That's crazy. I don't think so. We joke, but she has worked on TV for a few years on QVC. So she knows a good deal. She knows what she's worth. And she also, she's got a husband or ex-husband who works in business, who probably would advise. Like, I don't think that she's giving away 50% of her paycheck to TJ. No way.
Well, that said, a first season person on Bravo really makes $5. So it could have been like a very small amount of money that sounds huge because it's like a whole season, but that's not really much as a first year on Bravo, right? They make you prove yourself for a couple of years before you get any real money.
Right. Yeah.
I think, unless they've changed, which I doubt I doubt that the budgets have gotten higher, but who knows? So now she's saying earnings, and he's suing her for the rest of his money, honey. And I was trying to screenshot the legal document, but I couldn't get it. Oh, really? You couldn't get it? Why? Why couldn't you get it? What do you mean you were trying to screenshot it and you couldn't get it? She wouldn't send it to you? I'm sure she would. If she walked right over to you and was showing it to you, then why wouldn't she just send it to you?
Yeah, something is not adding up in the story. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the actress. I don't know if it's TJ. I don't know if it's Giselle and Ashley. I believe Giselle and Ashley, though. I believe Giselle and Ashley that like someone came up to them. I don't think that they just make up stories like that.
Yeah, but I do too.
My instinct is that this is like a Lisa Barlow dismissed versus denied situation where TJ is like saying that he's suing. He makes it seem like he has like a case, but instead he's like just drawn up legal documents that haven't like gone anywhere. Like I would not be surprised if that was the case in this situation.
Yeah, that could be a legal Zoom for all we know. Anyway, it proves nothing except that he wants to sue her or was trying to sue her. And even if he did, it doesn't mean that she ever agreed. Unless I see a signed agreement where Stacey says, I will give you 50% of my earnings for you to play this role, then I don't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Show us the receipts. Show us everything.
Excusez-moi. So Giselle's like, we're not going to be accountable for your lies. That's what we're not doing. So then we see May 1st, 2 months later, catching up with the ladies. Here we go, everybody. First up, let's go to Wendy and Eddie's house. We meet Rhonda, Wendy's interior decorator. She's like, Miss Rhonda, here's my vision. I want a fireplace here that goes all the way to the ceiling. And Eddie's like, that's 19 feet of marble. Okay.
Fireplaces are famously expensive, are they not? Like chimneys and stuff, they're like thousands upon thousands of dollars. And then also she wants to get a new island. And Eddie's like, where's this money coming from? And she's like, well, Happy Eddie is doing very well. Let's use the drug money, okay? And then they laugh. And then we go to Giselle and Cal. They're at lunch. And, you know, Cal is saying that she looks really nice and everything. And her titties are out. She's like, yes, my titties are out, dog. God gave me these titties and God wants me to show them.
So then we go to Ashley, who's with Brenda, the event planner, and Brant, her gay, who we saw on Love Hotel, who is now, I guess, going to be on all the time. And they're making a little donation pile. And they're, you know, her gays are like, you're getting rid of this. And they just basically throw all of her clothes because they're hideous. No. And they're like, this is going to the ugly bin. She's like, wait a minute. You can't get those. My favorite. Okay. Okay, well,
like hideous. It's all hideous.
Do we think that Ralph from the Love Hotel will make an appearance on the season of Potomac? No. Because I'm really hoping that he can show up and be like, oh, you're so sexy.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, you're a hot little thing. She's like, he kisses wet. He's a wet kisser.
Yeah, the rumors were that she never stopped dating Beavis. So I wonder if we get to see him this season. So then we go to Stacy, and how do you pronounce his name? Thiamol? Thiamol? Probably not. That sounds Spanish. So
Stacy and let's see, it's I think it was Timo. Timo? Sounds sort of like an app.
Timo. It sounds like one vowel away from being a decent shopping site.
Timo. It's almost like BMO and Temu had a child and it was Stacy's ex-husband.
Yeah. So they, we don't really get to see him. We just see that they go to a Moroccan place, I think. Moroccan?
And, I think it's actually Indian. I'm not going to go on the record. It was
a lot of ornate.
Place that had lots of spices. Grates.
Okay. Lots of ornate grates. So we don't see him. He's a mystery man. But then we find out, wait, is it just a block of cheese? No, it's a man. And his name is Timo, we think. So he's there. He hates being on camera. And he just stares at her and kind of smiles and nods a lot. And she's like, wow, look at us doing so great. Having dinner together. He's like, yes. Yeah. Look, it's just me and you ordering appetizers like we used to. Remember how we used to always order an appetizer? Now we're ordering appetizers again. He's like, yes. Oh, we just can't stay away from each other.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I am just here to get the free rice, please. So Stacy says that this restaurant reminds me of when we were in India, which is what led me to believe it was an Indian restaurant. I remember that there was something where they said Indian, and I was like, okay, this is most likely an Indian restaurant. But knowing she is a reality star, so there is a good chance they're in a Moroccan restaurant, and it somehow is reminding her of India. So I'm just gonna say that the needle moves a little bit more towards Indian restaurant on this one for me.
I'm over it. I'm not still wondering.
Speculate on the restaurant anymore. I'm gonna speculate for a little bit. I'm like, wait a second. That looks like a mango lassi, but maybe it's a Moroccan drink.
I'm okay with whatever they're having. Good for those kids. I hope they were to.
Well, as crazy as
that's the best part.
As crazy as it sounds, I'm back with my husband in a restaurant of unspecified international quality, not quality, style. Do you see this glow? I'm really happy. TMO and I, we decided to spend Christmas vacation together as a family for the sake of Arabella. And we were notified that we were, in fact, officially divorced while we were on vacation. And we just looked at each other. And I think we both knew it wasn't the end of us. We said, you know what? Let's go back to that restaurant that serves that cuisine. We don't really understand what it is. And we have got to give each other another try. And now that the divorce is final, we found our way back to each other and we're going with the flow right now. And the flow feels good.
I just remember looking at him and saying, I don't care where we eat. I don't care what kind of food is there, but I would prefer it to have rectangular metal lighting. Lanterns of some kind all over the place.
I just want a lot of spices. That's it.
So she says she likes him in blue. And he's like, I know. Isn't this nice? We're doing it again. We're prioritizing ourselves instead of that little bitch, Arabella. God, remember how our relationship used to be Arabella. God, we shouldn't have date night. We should have family night. Let's not even tell Arabella. I don't even want her to know I'm seeing her daddy. Screw her. She's at home with some frozen mac and cheese and a nanny who doesn't care about her. Hilarious.
Yeah, we do not want to confuse Arabella. And also, I'm glad that we're in this restaurant because it smells so fragrant in here. It covers up your breath.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so I'm calling her Arabaya. Babaya. Fuck her.
God. We've always just prioritized her. And I think that saying that, like, we didn't necessarily need a date night, like, we'd rather a family night. I just think it's so good. We've always prioritized her. And in some ways, maybe that's why we broke up. I don't know. Did I say that on the record?
It's all Arabella's fault. Thank God. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me just munch on this raw onion. It's all Arabella's fault. This whole time, we should get rid of her.
Excusez-moi. Well, yeah, this is very funny. Also, I also know that my real friends will always support whatever decision I am making, even if it is getting back with what they call Garlic Monster.
Yes. Clearly, TMO is more reserved, and I love that his energy balances mine throughout our relationship. He treats me like a lady, even though I burp in his face all day long, and it feels good to be back together, and we've just fallen right back into the step of things.
Oh, finally, our food's here. Wait, why are you putting a tagine lid on my head? I'm sorry, ma'am. Smell is escaping this table. Well, anyway, as I was saying, he's taking off of the head. He's taking off of the head.
I thought this was an Indian restaurant. Why do you have a tagine top? It's fusion. Why are you putting a naan on my face? Is it tagine or is it naan?
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, they're going to keep the secret from Arabella, which, I mean, I guess. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I love when people keep secrets on national TV. That always works out really well. So yeah,
she was so crushed to know I didn't love her father anymore. I'd hate for her to think that I loved him again. It could break her.
And now, isn't it funny? And now we can't stop looking at each other. I know how this night's going to go. He's like, yeah, crazier things have happened. Like the time you actually bought a breath mint. High five, waiter.
It is so confusing to me as I look into your eyes and my eyes are telling me one thing and my nose is telling me such another thing. This poor lady.
I was just thinking, I was just trying to remember that song that was like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, this poor lady. This is going to haunt her for a while, I think. This is it. This is going to stick.
Yeah.
She's branded with this.
So now we go to Kiana's new condo and her hot mom is there. Oh my God. I really thought it was Kiana at first. Didn't you?
I know. I thought it was like, oh, here comes Kiana walking in and she's like, hi mom. And I was like, wait. I was like, oh my God. The genetics in this family are working very strongly. Wow. It's like,
does she look like this? Is it stem cells? Is it fish oil? Whatever your secret is, please send it over, ma'am. My God.
These two are drop dead gorge. And as gay men, it's like our duty to like bow down at the altar. Like we love a gorgeous woman. The both of them. I'm like, this is wild.
Icon alert.
Absolutely insane.
Icon. Mother alert. So, mother. Oh my God, you are mother, literally and figuratively. You're like double mother right now. So Kiana is talking about how last year she had dark moments and, those dark moments literally were Greg being an asshole. I wish that they showed one of her dark moments is when she wore polyester and his company t-shirt. Because that was a dark moment. That was one of my dark moments with Kiana last year.
I think the dark moment.
You have to lower yourself like this for a man.
No, I think the dark moment was also how she spent like half of her home scenes in a literal dark kitchen with like brown cabinets. Just like this sad, depressing kitchen that she had to do so many scenes with Greg slumped over at the like the kitchen island and pretending like they had any sort of chemistry.
Yeah. So she says that Greg showed his ass on national television and she moved out, ending the relationship. So yeah, that part sounds good. But then I think later she's like, yeah, we're still dating. And her mom's like, oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, right here, because Michelle, her mom says, so how is Jamaica? Because you were supposed to have a breakup. And she's like, oh, yeah. Just, well, so about 3 months ago, after breaking up and like moving into my own condo, Greg was like, okay, she's serious. And like, let me go get my girl back. So he was like, I want to go to Jamaica and talk. And I'm like, sure, I want to like go to Jamaica and talk. And it was like a much needed getaway for us to like chat and like, you know, like reset the tone and like together, blah, blah, blah.
Like, girl, you don't. Could you have at least found a better guy in Jamaica? Like, why are you falling for this guy? Why are you falling for his Jamaica tricks? You are so out of his league, not just obviously physically, which shouldn't even matter because love is love, but really personality wise. Like this guy, you just being away from him already this season, you're such a way more interesting person. Like he is going to destroy you.
Yeah, she's not away from him. I mean, she's in her own apartment.
Well, but meaning like she's not living with him. She's like, she doesn't have him constantly probably like stressing her out. Like she probably was like, probably one of the reasons why she was so meh last season was because A, there probably was an element of imposter syndrome with the fact like, oh, she only got to be a housewife because Brava wants to stay out of trouble. Like that was like the big rumor. And then also he probably was making her life shit because he was like, don't do this, this is gonna be bad, I'm gonna break up. So she probably stressed the entire time, like, I don't want to get messy, I don't want to be not myself, because I don't want, like, if I get too crazy, Greg is gonna get mad because he thinks these shows are garbage anyway. And it's like, just be your normal self, and like, who cares about Greg? And I think that she's already leaning into that this season, which has been like a 180 degree improvement for her.
Yeah, so she says she's in therapy and she's with Greg. She wants to feel happy and she just didn't feel that, which is why they went to Jamaica together. Just totally a place you go to just talk. And so she's like, well, now we're dating and the expectation is just to be happy, you know, and it's a big step back from wanting to get married all the time. And the mom's like, well, yeah, this relationship's not good for you. You're a beautiful black woman. You're a queen. You put yourself first. She's like, okay. I just went to Jamaica. I still love him. I don't know. I'm used to Real Housewives being with shit people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. It's almost like you have to be on this show.
Yeah. It's actually really unfortunate. Like I'm sure you could probably hatch a theory that like maybe the reason why you're drawn to coming onto these shows is because you don't get to like be your full self in your relationship. So therefore you have to express yourself on a show like this and you wild out on your cast members because you can't fully, it's like all misdirected rage at the shit guy that you're stuck with. I don't know. I just workshopping that right now on the fly. I feel like it sounds good. Works for me.
I only came on Real Housewives to be my authentic self outside my relationship. I mean, I don't know. There's easier ways to do it, but hey, we all take our own roads, you know?
Yeah.
Who am I to judge it? So, the mom's like, no. And Kierna is saying like it sucks because even her family hates him and they used to love him, but he was really an asshole last year. So
And she's they basically like we see how a flashback to 2 weeks ago that Kierna's with her brother and her brother's like, yeah, no. Like she's like, you don't trust him? And he's like, No. So Kierna is saying, you know, Michelle, her mom is saying, you know, like this right here, this place that you're in, like this is earned and you have to think about your whole happiness. Not today is great and tomorrow maybe. No, it has to be great, great, great. I was like, yes, Michelle, the mom, giving
you need to think
excellent
about your
advice.
Whole happiness and not your whole happiness. And
another great way to put
good
it
advice.
Too.
Yeah. So let's go over to basically Kierna's not going to listen to her. She just gives her that look that's like, okay, well, thanks for giving an empowering speech on TV that I'm not going to listen to. Get the fuck out of my condo. Okay. And take your 20-year-old looking self with you. Thank you. So then we go over to Wendy's, then Wen, and their kids, and Eddie, who's, of course, in a Happy Eddie t-shirt, wouldn't have it any other way, is getting ready to leave tomorrow because they're expanding their weed business to New Jersey.
Dun, da, da. Very exciting. He's going to New Jersey, and isn't this exciting? Because now he gets to go to a different state. It's a big deal, don't you? It's growing your business. The kids are like, we don't care. So Wendy's like, Camwin, what do you want to do when you get older? She's like, doctor. And then Eddie's like, that's right, doctor. And they're like, yay. And then Cameron's like mom. But then the kids are like, but mom's not like a real doctor. And they're like, what?
Uh-huh, yes, she is. And Eddie's like, she is a doctor. And Cruz is like, well, not an actual doctor. So Wendy is basically like, we're witch now. So Happy Eddie's doing really well. So we're witch luck. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, did you notice this part? This cracked me up. This was such lazy post-production right here for audio, because she's talking about how Eddie's like really inspires her and it takes a lot to step out and say, hey, I'm going to try this. And then she says, but come to find out, he's also inspiring. He's an inspiration to people within this very group, except the way she really says it is they edit in these words, like they literally string together different words because the audio level and the style is different with every word. She literally goes, but come to find out, he is also inspiration. People within this very group. I was like, come on, you got to do better than that. Just have her record the whole sentence over again. Why are you Franken-stitching this sentence together? It was like so obvious. It was like, bloop, 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 bloop. I was like, okay, bravo. Let's raise our audio, like our fake audio together. I don't know what I'm saying. Like, it's Monday. Okay, I'm sorry, you know, everyone.
What? Well, let's just keep the audio of Wendy's line and just cut to Stacy, Estella Stacy, and they cut. It's like a garbage pail kid. Like, okay, and we're back. They say that imitation is the greatest form of flattery, so color me pink. So then Carter has decided that he wants to work at Chick-fil-A. It's like, it's a very popular fast food chain, so surely there will be a decent salary. Thank you.
And you're always off on Sundays. So now let's go to Ashley.
Why is Sunday the only day I ever want fries from Chick-fil-A? I feel like every time I see a Chick-fil-A, it's closed and I want a waffle fry. And it's because we're in an airport or something's going on that I happen to see a Chick-fil-A when I want a waffle fry. And they're always closed.
When things are closed on Sundays. Like, hello, this is not 1735. Yeah. 25 people do
Jesus
things on
would
Sundays.
Want me to have my waffle fry.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, like we can let's not close everything down on Sunday. You know, it's a nightmare. Like really, when like in Europe, by the way, they do not play with Sunday. They shut everything down. It is basically like zombie apocalypse on Sundays. You cannot find anything. If you're hungry on a Sunday, if you're a tourist looking for a restaurant on a Sunday, good luck. You're eating,
get done,
like a pigeon. Get done on the street. Europeans.
Speaking of, let's go over to Ashley. She is at a boutique, and this is revenge on the lady who caused all the drama with Stacy last year. What was her name? That's friends with Karen and Stacy. That there was all that dress drama over Stacy wanting Viv. Someone to get the Viv. Yeah, Stacy didn't want Ashley to wear her dress. Was it Karen?
Yeah.
She didn't want someone else to have her dress. And it was like a big drama. And so now Viv is out. And now we get Gilda. Welcome, Gilda.
Gilda.
Welcome off the bench, Gilda. Gilda's just been sitting Gilda. There. She's like, finally, get in there, it's my Gilda. Turn. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the store. What can I do you for? And she just stands around with her finger kind of like pinched like this. Like, ooh. They're in my store now. And while they're talking, Gilda's just standing by there like, I could be working or I could be listening.
Ashley's like, well, I'm having a second bloom ball. She says that as if that makes any sense. Like people know what a second bloom ball is, what even a first bloom ball is. Like she's like creating a concept. Like as far as I can tell, a second bloom ball is like you're celebrating ordering a second blooming onion out of a bag, because I've never heard of this thing before.
I want to snort it, whatever it is. It sounds good to me. So she, this is going to be a divorce party basically. And, we see her, she's like, I am officially divorced. And we see pictures of her that she took of herself at her photo shoot for being divorced, where she's like in a towel with a towel on her head, reading a newspaper that says Ashley Darby is divorced.
Yeah. And he says, then there's a headline that says, cha-ching, Ashley Darby to cash out in divorce with ex Michael's 20 million net worth. And so she's like,
yeah, that was something I worked into my agreement. And like, so your girl's going to be all right. I thought it would like maybe be a little sad for me, but baby, I really like it here.
Yeah. So, she got some money out of Michael. That's good. How'd you do that?
I don't know. I didn't even know he had a $20 million net worth. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. So she's going to have a floral themed thing, pastels. And she's telling Gilda that her friend Stacy's coming. And Gilda's like, oh, all right. Shall I pass out the masks now?
Yeah, let's make it look more natural. Can I get some florals on those masks?
So Ashley says that the last time she saw Stacy, it was a bit contentious. And she figured it'd be just like really nice to have some like one-on-one time with her. No offense, Gilda. Really?
Yeah,
no offense, Gilda. It's just one-on-one.
Gilda's like, your desk, two-on-one? Two-on-one sounds great. I'll be...
No! Back to your desk! Go back, Gilda!
I love Ashley's scenes.
I just wanted to spend some time with Stacy and remind her that at heart, we're both friends. Why are you lying, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. Also, I forgot to mention, Stacy, when she showed up at Giselle's house, like she really set the tone for the season because she was wearing such a god awful pattern on her dress. Did you remember that? It was like lines coming in, like rays coming in all different directions and angles and shapes. And I was like, Stacy, come on, we have to be better. I mean, her dress was better here. I like the pattern was, it still was a pretty loud pattern, but it made sense. But that one that she wore at the top of the episode, I just feel like we cannot let that slip by. It has to be mentioned. I thought that was
pretty. What the hell? Oh, we're really disagreeing on a lot of Stacy things today. I thought that was a very pretty dress.
You're like, it was a lovely Moroccan dress. I was like, no, Ronnie, it's an Indian dress.
One thing we did forget to mention, though, that it's coming to me right now is when she was at that dinner with her husband and she's like, I just love how you're sending me Evites now. And he's like, yes, because it is so easy. I could just call you, but then I think, no, I want to make it special, so I make an Evite. She goes, yes, and then I come. Would you please like to join? Please RSVP if you're going to join at this Moroccan Indian restaurant, please.
Now is the time for Moroccan Indian food. Please RSVP, yes or no. He's like, I would call you on the phone, but I sometimes do feel that breath can travel through telephone, so Evite is better.
I'm sick of the operator cutting us off because you are taking down power lines.
Wait, I have a question. You said that we're disagreeing on a lot today. Did we? I feel like we only disagreed on whether it was an Indian or a Moroccan restaurant.
And also you said that you can tell that she has bad breath. I don't know how you can tell that she has bad breath. And now we're disagreeing on her dress. I mean, and now... Now we're probably going to disagree on something else.
I'm like, we're disagreeing on how many things
over Stacy.
We're disagreeing on how many things we disagree on. I feel like you not feeling like you can sense. I don't know. I don't feel like that's a disagreement. I feel like that's just a difference of perception. But the restaurant, for sure, that's a big disagreement between us. That's
now we're disagreeing. That's going to be an issue. How we're disagreeing.
It's going to be an issue. Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, it's a problem.
So we see that Ashley has been she's been holding up the longtime tradition of crazy invitations on this show because she's having her bloom party. So she sent someone to Stacy's door who's like, you are cordially invited to be present at the second bloom ball.
And I love that Stacy was like, oh, by the way, your invitation was so beautiful. And you think it's going to be like a card like from Papyrus or whatever that's going to have like nice fonts and good cardstock. And so it's just like some guys with horns doing fanfare like and be like, welcome to Ashley's second bloom bowl. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me? And I was like, what? This isn't beautiful. Are we going to agree on that?
Yeah. So, well, I love that it's so Potomac that it barely gets any airtime. It just gets one little clip instead of going to all the ladies' house, you know?
Yeah.
Which is normally what they do. And Giselle being like, who's on my lawn? Who's that?
That is a story tradition. They're like, well, if there's no clown involved, we're just going to keep this real short.
Yeah. No mime? No. No, thank you. No mime? No, thank you, Ashley. Okay. So we see the invitation and it's silly. It's like a full-on wedding invitation. It's at the Josephine Parks Butler Center in the District of Columbia. The festivities begin at 5, tentatively concluding at 8. This occasion celebrates new beginnings in honor of Ms. Ashley Darby. Attire encouraged for your best Cinderella moment. Black tie.
Well, is it a Cinderella party or is it a bloom party? I think it's like thematically a little messy here. And she also explains that.
I think Cinderella had to go back to being a maid right after the ball, didn't she? Like, didn't that pumpkin explode? And then she got covered in pumpkin and had to become a maid again.
Yeah. I don't even think that like Cinderella bloomed. I think Cinderella was given false hope for a moment and then it just worked out for her. But I don't think
Cinderella cosplayed her way into some money. That's what happened.
Cinderella made a bold choice for footwear and she's rewarded for it. But I don't think it was really a bloom. She just sort of like, they're like, oh, look, she's good at picking out rice from ashes.
It was a catfish. So. Yeah, it was a catfish. That's what it was. Cinderella is like the first catfisher. Yeah.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a 2-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutard. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.